And of course, the righteous is revealed in the righteous of God is revealed in gospel. It is from face to face, right? Remember the key verse, right? And then it talks about, of course, the wrath of God also revealed from heaven. And why? Because Gentile people sin, right? Hello. And then chapter two, you, who are you? Jewish people sin. Chapter 3. So the most important keywords of chapter 3 is that we have already proved that Gentile people sin, Jewish people sin, so all sins. So the answer is in chapter 3. The righteous of God came to us aside from the law, right? It is through Jesus Christ. By faith, through his blood, you are able to obtain the righteousness of God. Is that right? Then chapter 4, talk about the example of Abraham. He was justified by faith. And the proof is because he did not justify by deeds, because his circumcision is done after God acknowledged him as a righteous person. Then comes to chapter 5. Go back to the very original sin, where the sin came from. So talk about first Adam and second Adam. Right? Agree? Hello?
Yes.
So the sin, what Jesus bring us is greater than Adam bring us. Through one man, sin came into this world. Through one man, the sin can be recovered. Not only that, the more abundance of grace was given to you. So there's comparison in chapter 5. Chapter 6, talk about doctrine. Right? Water baptism. Agree? Okay, chapter 7, using the verse in chapter 6, we are under grace, not under the law. Therefore, sin will not be your master. Right? So what is under grace? Meaning that you have Holy Spirit. So all you need to do is... chapter 6. Go back to chapter 6. Chapter 6 talk about water baptism, right? So the title was what? Die to sin, live to... Because water baptism itself is die to sin, live to God. Then we talk about if you truly want to live a holy life, really... Even though there are many theories, right? You just use the theory of uniting your life with Jesus Christ, right? There are five theories, right? Remember? The last one, am I too fast?
Yes.
I'm revealing what I speak in the past few days. So, where am I too fast? Chapter 6, right? Talk about what? Water baptism. Use one sentence to describe water baptism. Die to sin and live to God. So we talk about, this is not only for water baptism, it's for you to, what? To live a holy life, right? You got to die to sin and live to God. So we talk about how to die to sin. There are five theories, right? You don't need to give me all the five theories. Just remember that if your life is united with Christ, sin will not become a burden. Remember that? Anybody remember this five theory? The verse is number 3. Elimination is suppression. Elimination is number 1. Penalty is number 2. Suppression number 3. Crucification number 4. And number 5 is like water baptism, right? Your life united with Christ. Die, bury, and you resurrect it. Then you have life with Jesus Christ, right? That is chapter 6. Now chapter 7 we talk about under the law or under the grace, right? But we use a verse in chapter 6. If sin will not be your master if you live under grace. So this grace actually is in chapter 7 talk about and 8 actually talk about what? You rely on Holy Spirit. It is God's grace because the law of spirit can release you from the law of sin. And the law of death, right? Hello? Yes. And the later part of chapter 8, we talk about glorify with Jesus Christ. How do you glorify with Jesus Christ? You need to serve with Jesus Christ. Then you are able to glorify with Jesus Christ, right? Now that's today's lesson. So far we are in chapter 8, right? From chapter 9 to chapter 11, talk about two topics. Number one is the salvation for Jewish people. Now this morning we talk about salvation for Jewish people. Paul has a great love towards Jewish people. He even wants to die for them, right? And we talk about not only Jewish people are Jewish people, right? And we will continue to share tonight when Jewish people will be saved, how Jewish people will be saved, those kind of theories. And then at the end of chapter 11, talk about really God's great wisdom is so great. We will mention about 3 points, why God's wisdom is so great. Then the whole book, the theology part of Book of Romans is done. How many of you follow me? Raise your hand. Okay, thank you. If you do not follow me, really, you need to read the notes. I just follow my notes, yeah? Oh. Really, I just follow my notes. Almost every topic is from a chapter, but not precisely. Sometimes you cut. For example, chapter 8 has 2 topics, right? Oh. So from chapter 6 to chapter 8, actually, it's truly what? Justified by blood through water baptism. Chapter 6, right? Sanctified by Holy Spirit under grace, right? Glorified with God in the future, right? Hello? Agree? Thank you. Now we shall pray. May the Lord continue to guide our study so we can finish.
And tell them my answer. Because I noticed that you did not take your notes. You know already, you know the answer. You're looking at me, I know you know the answer. So you take your counsel, talk to your counsel the answer. Just briefly describe what is from chapter 1 to chapter 11, no? Easy, right? What do you think? It's all outline of what we just shared this time, right? You remember the outline, you remember what we learned this time. Okay, so where are we now? What do I do? How do I go to go to the last page? Anybody know?现在应该可以了，我看一下。那现在怎么办？
直接到最后一页，然后再按 slideshow。
看一下，这样可以吗？
你要先把那个关掉。
啊？哦，这样也不行啊。
要先把这个关。
这样可以吗？不对耶。哎呀，真的麻烦。那我再慢慢来，没关系。Maybe I should do it slowly so you know what I'm talking about. Okay, here, right? Okay. Alright. Now we shall continue to talk about the salvation of Israelites. Huh? Our salvation will come to the remnant of Israel in the last day. Please turn to Romans chapter 9, verse 27. Romans chapter 9, from Romans chapter 9, talk about salvation of Israel. 9 verse 27. 27 to 28. Cheryl, please read.
Romans chapter 9, verse 27. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel. Though the number of the Israelites be like the sand by the sea, only the remnant will be saved.
28.
For the Lord will carry out his sentence on earth with speed and finality.
Okay, so the remnant will be saved. The concept of remnant The Bible uses an example of Elisha. Elisha was once thought that he was the only one that fighting for the Lord. But what the Lord said to him, chapter 11, verse 4 and 5. 11, verse 4 and 5. Lidiana? Yeah.
It's okay.
11:4-5. Oh, you read 5 already. 4, verse 4. So you see, this is the concept of revenant. The same thing. Huh? In last day, God prepared himself, some people, that to show that he did not forget about the covenant between him and Abraham. God will save the descendants of Abraham. Of course, a lot of Jewish people were saved in history, but in the last days, even though in New Testament time, from New Testament till now, or even now, this generation, not too many Jewish people receive salvation, but in the last day, they shall be remnant of Jewish people receive salvation. Now, sorry. Now, this is test question, huh? Counselor, please. Why Jews? Because only remnant, right? Now, therefore, there are a lot of Jews do not believe in Jesus Christ right now, right? Why Jews? Actually, Isha said did not, right? Put not inside. Yeah, that's not there. Why Jews did not believe in Jesus? Please read Romans chapter 10. Verse 1. Chapter 10, verse 1. 1 to 5. Ian, please read.
10, verse
1. Yeah, 1 to 5.
Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. 2. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge.
3.
Since they did not know the righteousness that come from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. 4.
Amen. That's good enough. So they want to establish their own righteousness, did not submit to God's righteousness. That's why they did not believe in Jesus. They still believe that they can be justified by the law. They seek to not by faith but by deeds, yeah? Chapter 9, 31 and 32. Ian, continue reading. Chapter 9, verse 31 and 32.
31. But Israel, who pursue the law of righteousness, has not intended. 32. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it is word by word.
Okay.
Over the stumbling stones.
Because they pursue the law of the righteous of law, but they cannot get the righteous of law. So over here we can see that why they do not believe in Jesus, because simply they want to rely on their deeds by the law. Therefore, they do not seek by faith. Therefore, they cannot be justified by faith. So that is why, right? Agree? Hello? Second test question. Where will be the remnants coming from? In the last day, where are the remnants coming from? Answer is they will come from great tribulation. Please read Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7 to 9. In the last day, there is great tribulation. A lot of Jewish people already die, and the remnant, the leftover, later on, they will believe in Jesus. Chapter 13, Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7 to 9. 13, 7 to 9. Walter, please read.
The lake of the sword against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little one. Hey, in the whole land, declares the Lord, 2/3 will be struck down and perish, yet 1/3 will be left there.
9.
This third I will bring into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them.
They will call my name, I will answer them. Continue.
I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God.
Okay, so in the last day, there is a great tribulation. Many people will die. About 2/3 people will die. Yeah, 1/3 will remain. And those 1/3 will remain in Jewish land. They will call upon the name of God. And they will believe in God. And God will, because they will believe in Jesus, they will be justified by faith. And God will be there from Jewish, this land now, has been war going through, huh? Since I was born. Maybe in history, this land, our promised land right now, really is the problem of many wars. Even nowadays, you see Syria have different kinds of what? Southern part of Syria, they have kind of rebel. They're shooting a lot of rockets to Israel, right? What are those people's name? Do you remember? Southern part of Syria, they shoot a lot of rockets into Haifa and many cities. Northern part of Israel. Do you know who are those guys? Recently.
Hamas.
Huh? Yes, start with H. Hamas. And South part of Israel, you see there's a problem between Israel and what? Palestinian, right? Constantly fighting each other. Oh. And not only that, it's an ideology. Now, before when they fight, usually, before when they fight, they were like gentlemen, right? They would declare war, right? Nowadays, when people fight, they fight like a thief. It's always what? Terrorists attacked. It's very different from the ancient time now. And then really, it will become an ideology fighting, huh? Simply because I'm different race, and you are for Israel, therefore we are enemy. So last day, I don't know, the Bible says there should be a very large scale war. The Bible called it Army Jidotun, right? Armageddon. Oh. Some people will come from north, and then people will fight over there. And it will become very, very terrible. So we can see we do not know, but maybe nuclear war will occur at that time. Many people will die. In my notes, we share about Second World War. When Japan, there's a bomb, nuclear war bomb, dropped in Japan, right? 200,000 people died for 70 years because of nuclear dust. That area, the grass cannot grow for 70 years. That's really terrible. And after that bomb dropped, a new generation, when they give birth to newborn baby, right? Many babies are deformed because of the water is contaminated. Many people die in plagues. Oh. So you can see in the last day, indeed, the Bible always, no matter in Revelation or in Book of Zechariah, always talk about there's a great tribulation, last days, and there's a war, a very large scale war, and many people will die. And at that time, the remnant of Israel people will call upon the name of Lord Jesus Christ, so they will receive salvation. Now, the second point is that why we believe that the remnant of Israel will be converted into TJC. They also need to receive the salvation according to Jesus' instruction. Meaning that truly, truly, I say to you, one is born of water and Holy Spirit, they can enter into the kingdom of God, right? So Jewish people also need to come to True Jesus Church. Now, there are three reasons why they shall come to True Jesus Church. Number one, 1, 2, 3, 4, huh? Should be in test, huh? The point, huh? Counselor, huh? Number one reason, huh? Because Jewish people will never believe in Trinity, right? True Jesus Church do not have a concept of Trinity. We believe in what? One true God. From Old Testament, in Old Testament, there's only a concept of one true God. Oh. Second reason,
Jewish people, it's impossible for Jewish people to worship the Lord on Sunday. Right? Because in Old Testament time, they keep Sabbath day. Till this day, they still keep Sabbath day. Third reason. The Bible says Greek like what? Wisdom. Jews like what? Miracles, right? Signs, right? Through Jesus' church, from day one till now, there are still miracles occur. So, for sure, if they want to look for Jesus to worship, look for church to worship, this is the church they are looking for. That's our understanding. Huh? Now, when will the remnant return to the Lord? Huh? When they will come to the Lord? Of course, where will the remnant come from? They will come from tribulation. When? When the Gentile people's number is fulfilled. Please turn to Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. 25 and 26. Samuel. Okay, so one day the number of Gentiles will fulfill, meaning that the door of 2G church will be shut down, right? No more, the church, according to the book of Revelation, right? Two witnesses will die in the street. Two witnesses refer to the one who give warning, TJC preacher, give warning in the street, they will die. But of course, they don't really respect it, right? You cannot find church in the street, just like the church in mainland China during Cultural Revolution in mainland China, at that time you can never find any church in the street, right? So the door to Jewish people, to Gentile people is closed. No more salvation is fulfilled. At that time, then Jewish people will believe in Jesus. Huh? You know what? Since 1917, huh? According to the prophecy of the Bible, the angel came out from the place of sunset, from the east, started to come out to see you, right? Actually, the coming out of True Jewish Church is under prophecy. Please turn to Revelation. Chapter 7, verse 1 and 2 and 3. Verse 1 and 2 and 3, huh? James, please read.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 1. After these things, I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree.
So they want to harm the earth, meaning that the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ is soon, yeah? The earth is in trouble, yeah? But, verse 2.
Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God.
Ascending from where? East. Another translation is Ri Chu Zhi Di, where the sun rises, huh? East. Continuing.
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea.
Three.
Do not harm the earth, the tree, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the...
Came from east to reach out to the whole world several years ago. And now, followed by us, this another one. But we really hold the seals of God. This refers to Holy Spirit. Come from east. The church started to come from east and start to seal people. Till the end. Till the end. And then the door will close to Gentile people. And then, why door close? Because again, the tribulation is global wise. Right? Right? And then, of course, it's also in Israel. At that time, the remnant of Jewish people will all be converted at that time. Okay, so this is a salvation to Israel. So God is still very faithful to Abraham, to Abraham's descendants. Huh?
Now, we are going to talk about any questions so far. Now, we talk about next topic. Huh? All the depth of the riches of God's wisdom. Now, the last chapter before we end the book of Romans, this is the last cry, last praising of Paul. Before he ended the theological part, let's read it again. 11:33-36. Jeffrey, please read. Jeffrey. Maybe it's good enough. So indeed, this theology, this salvation plan, this gospel reaching to Israel, all this from chapter 1 to chapter 11, indeed they are profound wisdom of God. So we're going to, based on this topic, talk about three wisdom of God from chapter 9 to chapter 12. We want to pick up several things. Number one is that Jesus, even though tried to follow the law to get life, right? But no one can abide the law by flesh. Meaning that they want to abide the law, therefore reject Jesus. Jesus is supposed to be their savior, but later on, actually Jesus become their stumbling rock. Actually, this is also God's hidden wisdom. Where am I? Wait, sorry, I think I go too far. Yes, over here. Over here, right? Three things I'm going to talk about. Jesus tried to follow the law, yet failing to obtain the righteousness of the law. The wisdom was that even though Jesus was the Savior, as a matter of fact, it became a stumbling rock for Jewish people. The second wisdom is that Christ is the end of the law. You want to follow the law, actually, Christ is the one that, if you accept Christ, you are able to obtain the righteousness of the law. And the third wisdom, actually the stumble of Jewish people is not for them to fall. There are other purposes. Even though, as if God made Jewish people to stumble, but it did not want to make them to fall. We'll try to know it in details. Jews try to follow the law, yet cannot obtain the righteousness. I think we read it, but read it again. Romans chapter 9, verse 31. 31 to 33. Would you please read? 16, this Jesus Christ is supposed to be the rock for those who believe in him. He is the everlasting rock. But to Jewish people, this rock become a stumbling rock. Why? Because they try to seek their own riches through the law and not through faith. We talked about it already. I mean, Moses says, those who are able to abide the law shall have salvation. But it turned out to be like, really, nobody is able to abide the law through the flesh, right? We keep mentioning about this verse, right? Where does it record it? Chapter 2, verse 20. This verse is very important, Chapter 2, verse 20. Law was supposed designed to give life, but human being with flesh no one is able to carry out every law. And you offend one law, you offend all law. Right? Anthony, read it again. Chapter 2, verse 20. Chapter 3, verse 20, I'm sorry.
20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
No flesh is able to carry out the law, because we are with flesh. It's impossible. Therefore, even though they try to establish their own righteousness through the law, it's totally impossible. Come back to chapter 10, verse 3. Chapter 10, verse 3. Anthony.
3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
So they ignore the righteousness of God and want to establish their own righteousness, yeah? So, you do homework, right? Righteousness of God. What is righteousness of God? And what is righteousness of man? Did I ask you to do this homework? Still working on it. Righteousness of God revealed through gospel, right? Righteous man is what? You want to use your deeds to prove that you're a good man, right? By abiding what? By abiding the law, right? It's fatal. So you cannot just seek your own, impossible to seek your own righteousness now. So I give you answer already, right? What is the righteous of God? What is the righteous of man? Anthony, what is the answer? Righteous of God is? Okay. Righteous God is revealed in gospel already. And what is the kind of gospel is what you just said, right? Agree? Now, what is righteous of man, Debbie?
It's by you.
Yes. You want to use your will to carry out all the law so you can be a good man. You know, I go to Sabbath every day. You know, look, I do it. You know, I did not cook on Sabbath day. Look, I do it. This is righteous of man, right? But impossible, huh? There are so many laws, all over and traditional, plus together about 605 more law, all law, all law, and Mosaic law, a lot. Okay, you abide everyone, and you offend one, you offend all. This is so impossible, right? No, Jewish people indeed, they ignore, again, the key word is ignore, right? They ignore the gospel, the righteousness of God. Why? If you ask Jewish people, hey, why don't you believe in Jesus? Today, you ask your friend, You ask your friend, hey, pal, why don't you believe in Jesus? They'll ask you a question, Come on, man. How can Jesus be a Messiah? According to our scripture, when Messiah comes, everybody will sit under the fig tree and the vineyard, right? Remember in the day of Solomon? Solomon means what? Shalom, my friend. Shalom, my friend. Solomon means what? Peace, right? King of peace. That's right. Shalom. Solomon. Shalom. Solomon. No, is it the same? No. Yes. So he's a king of peace, and then what? Then the Bible explained, recorded that in his generation, everybody sit under the fig tree and vineyard. Everybody have a peaceful time. That's why when Nathaniel says that, any great guy came from Nazareth, right? And Jesus talked to him, when you sitting under the fig tree, I already know you. Remember that? Hello? Right? When you talk to Nathaniel, when you sit under the fig tree, I will know you. Nathaniel says, you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are Messiah. Because this is according to Old Testament prophecy. So when the Messiah comes, theoretically, there is no war. Everybody live in a peaceful world, like under the control of King Solomon. So they ask you, if Jesus is your Messiah, is the Messiah, how come we are still at war? Look at us, we're still at war. How can you tell me Jesus is Messiah? Right? Hello? You understand my point? So they don't believe in, they cannot accept, they ignore the righteous of God because they do not know the kingdom of Jesus is not on earth, it's in heaven. And they never read commentary of Old Testament written by Paul. Paul wrote many commentary books concerning Old Testament, right? Even they read, they don't understand. Oh, that's why Jesus said, oh, you cannot put old wine in new skin. Oh, you cannot use old concept to understand my theory. If you use old concept to Old Testament concept to understand my theory, you will be in trouble. Right? That's why a lot of Pharisees and scribes reject Jesus Christ because they do not believe Jesus is Messiah. Oh. Oh, therefore, they ignore the righteousness of God. Oh. That's their problem. Oh. Oh. And of course, they seek only by faith, not by they seek only by deeds, not by faith. What did I write? They seek God not by faith, but by deeds, right? Please read. Chapter 9, verse 32. We'll keep reading it, huh? Because this is we read this verse at least three times already. Walter, read it again. They seek by deeds. You know what? Why? Why is that? Because they've been, their RE education is very good, right? They are too well built up in with their RE system. So, their old concept was built up since they are young. Very difficult to change it, no? So, education is good or bad? Good. Why? They are so brainwashed in Old Testament. They ignore Jesus Christ. So, education is? This is beside the subject of Book of Romans. If you go to Africa, nobody receives education. You can see their heart is still very ignorant, very pure. And then they can see a lot of miracles and wonders and signs, right? But over here, we talk about you guys, your hearts have been polluted by education, right? By science. So you are justified by experiment. Because you believe in science, right? Hello? Are you justified by faith or justified by experiment? Are you a scientist or Christian? Anyway, this is too far. Huh? This will not be in the test. Oh, of course, IE is good. Huh? I agree with you. IE is good. Huh? If they taught us the right thing. Huh? Religious education is good. But really, they want to... Old Testament always talk about emphasize on this. Oh, this is important. But because of that, they truly... Because of that concept, they also reject Jesus Christ. Too bad. But fortunately, they will believe in Jesus in the last days. Oh. Now, next slide. Now, another wisdom, huh? Really, Christ is the end of the law of righteousness. Huh? Christ is the end. This is God's wisdom. God used Jesus. God used law to guide people to Jesus. And God used Jesus to end the law. Huh? Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4. Chapter 10, verse 4. Charles, would please read.
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
Oh. So if you believe in Jesus Christ has already fulfilled the law. Do you remember the test question? How did Jesus Christ fulfill the Mosaic law? Fulfill ceremonial law, oral law? Huh? How did Jesus do that? Do you remember? Through what? By what? Baptism and Holy Spirit. Why? You got to give me the reason why, right? Why?
To help
you
obtain a sinless life.
What? To help you to obtain sinless life. Right. Because Mosaic law, oral law and ceremonial law, you have to read the notes and check out the verse. Talk about, really, those law is to make people holy, so you can be holy, huh? You can be holy without sin. and through water baptism and Holy Spirit, you have no sins. Actually, the law are the shadows. Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. Victor.
17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
Which are the shadows for the things to come? The body is Christ. Which are the, what are the shadow? Refer to 16, right? Actually, refer to from 13 to 17. Huh? Those laws that offend us, that give us trouble, they are crucified on the cross. And those things are shadows. And Jesus Christ is the essence, is the body. So shadow come after the body or before the body? You see the shadow first or you see the body first? Huh? Depends how you look at the Bible. Salvation history. You see the from salvation history, you see the shadow first or you see the body first? Of course, you have the law first, right? You have the shadow first. Not, we are not doing that science right now. If you do the science, you are justified by experiment. Right? Now, we need to be justified by yes. Faith is in the Bible, huh? So, anything that cannot be justified by the law, you can rely on Jesus to be justified. Huh? Acts chapter 13, verse 39. Acts 13, 39. Acts 13, 39. I think this is also a very good verse. Huh? Anything that you cannot be justified in the book of Moses, you can find justification by Jesus. That's why Jesus is there, no? Michael. 请你读. Look. Michael, 请你读. Hey, 听不啦. 看看现在. Can, would you please stand up? Thank you. Thank you, Michael. 我真的听不到，因为我读中文，你要帮助我才行啊. Thank you, Michael. Please read. Is it true? Thank you, Michael. What is your translation say? Can you explain this verse? Honey, explain.
Christ is the end of the law.
Christ is the end of the law. This is what I tried to explain using this verse. But this was very smart, honey. I don't know you're so smart. The verse is talking about what? You believe in Jesus Christ, everything you cannot be justified. Just believe in this one, this guy. You can be justified. Right? So indeed, this is to tell us that indeed we are rely on Jesus, we shall be justified. So Christ is the end of the law. Now later on, they say they use a verse to conclude this saying. Turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Talk about Christ. How do you obtain Christ? And here, this is a very controversial verse, right? Very controversial verse. chapter 10, verse 9. Now, after you read it, please explain to me, how do you defend this verse, right? Jimmy.
For Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone who believes.
10. Chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Louder, please. Thank you. Louder. Huh?
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Okay, you are reading verse 10, right?
9.
9, okay, verse 10.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Well, you talk about Christ is the end of the law. How do you obtain Christ? Then he says that if you believe in your heart and confess in your mouth, you shall be saved. This is the base for many Christianity, that they raise their hand and they confess, and the minister will say, "Oh, thank God, thank God." It's very moving. Everybody was crying. Really, at that time it was very moving. Oh, minister to a very powerful sermon. Those who want to confess, those who want to believe in Jesus, please come to the front. I pray for you, and then he will offer prayer and understanding, right? You are saved tonight because you are confessed in the name and believe in your heart. Now, Pasita, how do you defend? But he said you will be saved.
Also
that verse too. That's right. So you have to obey two verses, right? Now the key word over here is will be, right? Will be. Will be. Will is what? Future tense. In original text, it's indeed future tense. Oh, hello. Oh, you check into a New Name Bible. Huh? Greek New Name Bible is indeed future tense. Will be, right? So the starting point is confess with your lips and believe in your heart. But there are more, right? Then there are more. There are more. So this is will be, huh? Amen. That's right. Chapter 10, verse 5 to 8. This is quoted from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. This is a song written by Moses. Asked them to sing these songs. Chapter 10, verse 5. Chapter 10, verse 5. Dennis. Okay, so Moses says that you carry out the law, you will believe. But, not Moses, but faith. Faith says this, chapter verse 6.
But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down.
To bring Christ down. 7.
Verse 7. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is, to bring Christ up.
To bring Christ up, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came down from heaven. And Jesus Christ resurrected from dead. The righteousness of faith says that actually you do not only carry out the law, you just believe in, because it's righteousness of faith, right? Believe in Jesus Christ came down from heaven and resurrected from dead. And verse 8. This is all quoting from book of Deuteronomy. But if you compare with book of Deuteronomy, the wording is a little bit different, right? Okay? This is based on the interpretation of Chisiben. Septuagint. It was in Greek. Old Testament was interpreted from Hebrew into Greek, and it was direct translation into English from Greek, but Old Testament was translated from Hebrew to to what? To your translation, right? So if you compare this those verses with Deuteronomy, the word is a little bit different, huh? Let's compare. It's in Deuteronomy, I think 30, yeah? Let me see. I don't know if I have time for this, huh? Deuteronomy, where? 30, right? 30, 14, right? 30, 14. 30, 12, and 30, 14, right? 30, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 12 to 14. 12 to 14. This is the exactly same quoting that Paul quoted from here. But the meaning of original text in Deuteronomy is saying that the purpose is that to tell you that you should carry out the law as soon as possible because it's it's very near to you, huh? Because Moses, reading the law into a song, and later on they ask them to sing and tell them that, you know what? The law is in your mouth. It's in your heart. You shall carry them as soon as possible. Take action to carry them. The original meaning is this, 12. Grady, please read.
Well, it is not up in heaven that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it or proclaim and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it?
13. Excuse me, maybe it's reading from 11 so everybody can understand better. 11. So the purpose for the following verse is not too difficult or too far from you, right? Verse 12.
Well, it is not up in heaven, so you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it?
So the law is not in heaven, huh? You need to go up to heaven to take it. But here, when Paul quoted it, you as if, what? Christ came down from heaven, right? Right? Yes, continue reading. So the law is not across the sea, not in overseas, it's very far from you. But using this verse, Paul is saying that Christ is raised up from Hades, right? Continue reading.
14. No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it.
So, you shall obey the law immediately, huh? Again, this is Hebrew, original text Hebrew, interpretation is like this, right? The purpose is that do the law is near, just do it. It's not very far. You sing it, it's in your heart, it's in your mouth already, you just do it, right? But when it is translated into Greek and then later into our language, it becomes what we just read in the book of Romans. And later on, they've been using this quote to say, you know what, just raise your hand, you know, confess, because the law is in your mouth, right? The word is in your mouth. Jesus Christ is your mouth, confess with your lips, believe in your heart, your salvation. Based on what Paul has quoted from Deuteronomy. But we already mentioned, this is only starting point, because the key word is, you will be. The original meaning is that you shall do action, you shall obey the law, you shall believe in Jesus immediately. The law, Jesus, the word is not far. The word is in your heart, the word is in your mouth, not very far. You believe in Jesus immediately, and you will. Through the teachings of Jesus, you will receive salvation, right? Besides, in my notes, you will see that we have detailed analysis concerning what does it mean by verse chapter 10, verse 9. You read it and you will notice that there are some other explanation. Because I am running out of time, so please read the notes. If you need more understanding, you read the notes. Last slide. The stumble for Jewish people, the wisdom of God, is the stumble of Jewish people, is not for them to fall. This is really very, very, very wise of God, right? Chapter 11, verse 11. The stumble of Jewish people is for a better purpose. 11:11. Adrian.
I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not, but through their fault to provoke him to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles.
Yes. It's not for them to fall, but for salvation to come to Gentiles. At the very beginning, our Jewish people do not think Gentile people should receive salvation now. Because Jewish people reject it. Right? So later on, they dusted their feet and then go to Gentile people. And later on, the door of the temple shut out to them. So they go to Gentile. So their stumble is for Gentile people to have salvation. Not only that, it's also to provoke Israel to seek God diligently later on. 11:11. Can you read the last portion of 11? Yes. I'm sorry. Read it again, sorry.
Certainly not, but through their fault to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles.
To provoke them to jealousy, right? So, the fool is to provoke Jewish people to jealousy. Wow, they don't, how come Gentile people have salvation we do not have? They will be jealous, yeah? And seek God even more diligently, They will seek God even more diligently. That is the purpose. So it is for a better purpose, Now, so also I have a teaching now. Tell us that Gentile people should not be boasting because of salvation. It was for Jewish people and Jewish fool, and now the gospel go back to you. And you should not boast because of your gospel, because if the Lord forsake Jewish people at the very beginning, you may be forsaken also. 11:20. Liliana.
Romans chapter 11, verse 20. Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be high, but fear.
They were the original one, They were original Oliver tree. Right? And because they dispute, God break you down. And we are world Oliver. Then we are attached to the original Oliver tree. Now, if God do not spare the original Oliver tree because they become the fungus, God chop them, right? And attach the world Oliver tree. If this world Oliver tree do not behave, do you think the master can chop it also? Can, right? You know what? To attach wild one, bad one, into the good one, good tree is against the principle of 节制. How do you say 节制? Cross what? How many of you are farmer? You know, you're not farmer. Grafting, right? A lot of time, I have a peach tree, right? I saw some people plant peach tree, and they are some very delicious plant, right? They attach that branch into that peach tree. Therefore, it will grow even sweeter peach, right? So usually, is you attached grafting? You graft a better branch into the better one into the original tree, right? But in our case, it's different. We are wild. We are not any better. Right? We were Gentile people. We do not have God. We do not have promise of God. We do not have service in the law. We do not have covenants. We have nothing. We are not as good as many Jewish people. And we are wild. And then it's against the nature law. We got attached to the original tree. If the original tree, the original one can be cut, we can be cut also. Therefore, Jewish people stumble is to warn us that we could be stumbled and we could be cut also. Let's talk about individual, not congregational wise. No, individual. So everybody need to be careful. Those who do not bear the fruits, they will be cut. Therefore, we shall not be boast. Let's read the last verse. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. I need someone read out loud. Oyang Kim.
Verse 22. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who thought severity, but toward you goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off.
Oh, so God have mercy and God have righteousness. Huh? We shall always remain his righteousness. Otherwise, there's a possibility that we may be cut. Huh? So this is the end of Book of Romans. Huh? So today we talk about salvation of Jewish people. Jewish people will for sure be saved. And we talk about wisdom of God. God is so wise, right? Use Jesus to add the law. How do you obtain Jesus? Not only believe in your mouth and confess in your confess with your lips and believe in your heart. More than that, because that's will be, right? Will be. Now, yeah, Jesus. Now, and the wisdom is that the stumble of Jewish people is not for them to fall. This is very interesting, right? Very interesting. Jews stumble on Jesus, but it's for you to receive salvation. But you should not be boast, because if you do not behave, you'll be cut down also. That's the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who can be his counsel? Can you be his counsel? Okay. Thank God. Are you ready for test? How many of you finished reading my notes? One? Thank you. You receive 1.5 points. But a lot of appreciation from me, huh? So please finish reading the notes. You know what? I base on my notes to everything is in the notes now, huh? Hopefully you can read and get something. And from chapter 12 is application. I believe application is easier for you to understand. So please also read it. Let's pray in silence.